listener production.
Hey there, Adriana Jakimovic with your Eastern and Wheatbelt local news. Here's what's making news Wednesday, March 29. A querying man has been charged as part of an ongoing investigation into child abuse allegations. The 67-year-old is alleged to have committed offences against three children under the age of 15 over several months. He's been charged with 9 offences and will appear in the Perth Magistrates Court today. There's a call for more to be done over a notorious intersection in the Great Southern. Over the years, there have been crashes and near misses at the intersection of Stubb Street and Coolin Lake Grace Road. Lake Grace Roadwise Committee Secretary Suzanne Reeves says it's very dangerous.
There's something about it that people just don't seem to stop at the stop sign, and we've had so many near misses. And naturally, if people are going at a reasonable speed or if it's a larger vehicle such as a truck, it has the potential to have fatal results.
A group on trial over a multi-million dollar gold theft has been found not guilty in a Kalgoorlie court. It took the jury less than 2 hours to acquit 4 men and 1 woman on all charges. The trial went for several weeks, with the jury hearing from 8 witnesses and reviewing more than 50 pieces of evidence. Cascades Road between Roberts and Ashdale Road in Esperance will be undergoing works till Saturday. Management and signage will be in place, so exercise patience and drive to conditions. To local sport, the finals continue in the Esperance men's basketball on Thursday night. United face off against the Redcans to secure a spot in Saturday's grand final against the Blazing Bulldogs. The sides last met in round 16 when the Redcans had a 19-point win. Get down to the indoor sports stadium. Tip-offs at 7:15. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.